Static. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Speak up, Miles.
Miles.
So, we're here this week. I had all kinds of stories last week, and I can't remember what the extra ones were now, so. Story of my life. Got all this material. Then no material, right?
He blew his load last week, folks, and now he's got nothing.
Now I've got nothing.
Well, too bad.
I guess.
Too bad.
So I'm hoping you got something.
Yeah, I got, you know me, man. I always got some killer kickback story, man. It's all, you know, good.
Well, let me update people on my debacles last week. Huh?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Oh, I got some advice from a couple of folks out on the Facebook.
Yeah.
With a candy bar and some leftover string, I've retained the services of Scott Baker Esquire for my next, legal conundrum. And he had a good point, which I felt stupid after I read it, you know.
Yeah.
Which was just pay the deductible. And I'm like, why? Where were you? Can I just call you up whenever I get into these situations?
Right.
I don't know. This lady was about, fell in the middle of this road. So I don't know. If I would have said that, she probably would have beat me with a lead pipe or something. I don't know.
Nice.
But that was nice info. And then Smidge Kirtlebaum told me a story about his, he used to work at a golf course or something.
Yeah, he
broke somebody's window and his boss wouldn't do anything about it. He just told him, not my fault, you know, go talk to your car insurance.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, I need that guy. Park guy, you know?
Yeah.
That guy's hardcore. He can just tell people where to get off, you know what I mean?
Believe me, Mr. Kirtlebaum has dodged many a bullet in his life, so...
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, lucky him.
Yeah, I won't go into it, believe me.
Well, maybe I should retain Smidge as well.
Yeah.
I think I could do that for a fifth of Jack or something, I think.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all the input that folks have given, and, hopefully I'll never have to use any of it, so.
Yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
And so far, a gas can lady hasn't showed up again, but you never know.
Gas or grass, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think I want anything from this lady.
None either, Bob.
I think... It's like gas or STD, but that's...
you want a raging STD or what?
Yeah. No, thanks. Either that or she's got like acid saliva like the alien.
There goes the penis.
There it goes. So, yeah. But anyway, so what's going on with you, Miles?
Sister and
watch out,
galoshes.
I love galoshes.
And we this is just a recap of what happened. This isn't particularly funny.
Let me say this real quick. When she answers the door, this is a greeting from galoshes.
Yeah.
Don't make me put my foot up your ass.
Yeah,
that's like a hello right there.
Yeah, I know. She was putting away food, and I actually got to see a little bit of her ass crack. I'm like, oh. I'm blind. I'm freaking blind.
What kind of food was she putting away for her ass crack to be hanging out?
After that, everything just like, you know what? I'm leaving. That's it.
No. How did it compare to yours? I mean, was there family resemblance, or?
Hell, my man is so tight and juicy. But, no, that was frightening. Like,
what are you doing looking at your sister's ass crack?
I wasn't. I was like, went to talk to her, and
What's she doing? What kind of food is she putting away?
I don't know. She came across some food someone had given them, which probably is stolen. I don't know. And, I'm not really allowed to talk about it, so I'd really rather not talk about it, you know.
Oh, you just interrupted me in a little game of hide the sausage here, Miles.
Yeah, I was like,
aye, aye, aye. Yeah, but I know what you can get her for Christmas. A belt.
A longer shirt. Yeah.
You were the gawking gopher in those commercials for. Duluth Trading Company, exactly. That's what you're going to get your sister now.
Yeah.
No more gawking gophers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're up there for like a pre-Halloween thing that we like to do.
Does she have a tramp stamp? I'm just curious.
Not that I recall, no.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I've got a tramp stamp that looks like an ass crack.
You got so much acne on your ass cheeks, blind people could read this. And so, like, Saturday we helped out this Halloween thing, right?
Oh, you've been doing that for years.
Yeah, we've been doing it for 5 years now.
Is it a charity thing or what?
No, well, it was, originally it did raise money for something, and now they just kind of pocket the money. Please give it the blind children, you know.
Oh, that's lovely.
But no, they didn't. It was just, it's pretty cheap to get in. It's not very much to get in.
Let me just put it in the jug there, Mark. Jerry's kids.
Just show us your ass crack and you get right in free.
That's right.
So, like, they put us up in this trailer, like this fifth wheel, you know.
I know you got your deluxe accommodations.
And they tell us, well, there's no water and no heat in there per se, you know, so don't, you know.
Yeah, don't get frozen.
Well, yeah, they had a heater in there, so I thought, well, you know, it'll be okay. Maybe the middle part of it is okay, but, like, the bedrooms on either end was not, like, getting any heat.
Sure.
So I woke up frozen, you know, that was, like, Saturday night, so Sunday we get up. And they're like, my sister's like, well, my grandson is going to play, they're going to have like a marching band thing, and he's going to play a little bit.
Okay.
And I was going to go do my Chicago thing. I do some stuff in Chicago.
Yeah, the Iowa Autograph Horror was out in full force.
Yes, I had all intentions of doing it, right?
Yeah.
So everyone's like, well, I thought everyone's going to go to this thing. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to watch, you know, little, you know, Junior, you know, do this thing. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go do my thing.
Yeah. Screw him. I got to get autographs.
Yeah, right. You know, that's why I was like, screw you, everybody. And everyone bailed on me. No one wanted to go with me, right? I was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's probably because your ass crack was hanging out.
Yeah, I know. Like, hey, Uncle Miles. Hey, nice.
Nobody wants to go with Fat Albert.
I know, they'll see those two warts on my crack that I got.
Buck number one!
Mm-hmm. And, so, I'm feeling horrible now about skipping this kid's thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm an asshole. So I'm just trying to get my mind off it, and I'm on this old country highway, and there's like a cop, you know, taking pictures, radar, you know, and stuff. I'm like, oh shit, a cop, you know, that's a bad sign.
Right.
I shouldn't have come. There's a cop, you know, on this road. I'm looking for, like, a bad omen, you know, just to turn around and go home, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I come to this intersection, way out in the middle of nowhere. It's a big four-way stop. And there's a car already there. And it's just kind of sitting there. It's, like, right across from me. And it's a woman with sunglasses.
Okay.
Right? So I'm waiting for her to go. She's just kind of sitting there, you know.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell? Next thing I know, her shirt comes off.
Her what?
Her shirt comes off.
Okay.
She's like, just changing her shirt in front of God and everybody. Like, what the hell?
Is she wearing any undergarment? Or?
She didn't have a bra on. She had a black bra on.
Oh, well, there you go.
I go, well, I don't usually see that every day. All right, yeah, all right.
Okay.
But I wasn't close enough to see everything. I was like, wow.
Sure.
I go, maybe that's a sign I should go on, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a... titties in the wind is definitely a sign for you to go do something.
Yeah, like the cop was like, no, and then I saw him with boobs. I saw, okay, yes.
Yes, boobs are yes.
And then I got in this big, like, construction thing in the middle of nowhere where actually I used to clean up the golf course.
Oh, okay.
I go, this is the sign I was looking for. This is the sign that says, Miles, don't go. Go to that kid's band thing.
Oh, you wimped out. No more boobies.
So I turn around and I go back. Right.
And they're hoping to catch some more boobies on the way back, I think.
I know, I'm driving a little slow. I'm looking for this lady, you know, whatever she was driving, you know.
Where's that Dodge Aspen?
Damn it, where is she, that girl with the black bra? But yeah, she's your shirt right there. I'm like, oh, nice. So, I get back to my niece's house.
Like, honey, I need to make a vine of that. Just post on the internet.
Yeah, all right. And so they're all like, well, we're going to go see Junior play, you know, his band thing now.
We got the kazoos already warmed up to go.
Like his old great Uncle Miles. He's going to play kazoo and a recorder, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, this is a sign.
I cut a new piece of wax paper for his comb. He's ready to go. How many people were in this car?
It's myself, my wife, my ass crack sister.
Yeah.
In the back, and then it's my niece and what would be like her grandmother-in-law.
Uh huh.
That's like we're all like sardines in this car.
You know? Oh my lord.
I go, why don't we just take my car? I got a big car. No, no, that's stupid. Let's take this little car.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Right. So I go, okay, well. It was a short ride, so we get there, you know, and I'm like, well, thank God we made it. It was a good sign. I went, right?
Okay.
And we get there, and all of a sudden, we see, like, his group is, like, marching off the field.
Oh, it's over with.
Yeah, we've missed the opening. We've completely...
Oh, you know, good timing there.
Of this whole thing. I'm like, God damn it. I thought I was getting signs about this, and now I'm really confused. You know,
and
like,
then the majorette was taking her shirt off.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it turned out it wasn't a majorette. It was a major. But anyway. He was wearing a black bra as well.
So, like, her son gets done, and then my niece is like, uh-oh, we have to give my son a ride home, too. I'm like, this was not really well thought out.
The brainiacs there.
Yeah, I'm like, this, and luckily, another relative had shown up to give the kid a ride home. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you at all kidding me with this? So, we finally got going home, and I know that wasn't really a funny story, but it was just, I was super confused with all the signs, you know.
Well, that actually reminds me of one of my stories that I forgot.
Well, I hope it's funnier than mine, but go ahead.
No, probably not. So, you know, my daughter's involved with a lot of stuff, and I was at a event recently, and,
Cheer camp?
What?
Cheer camp. Cheer.
No, not cheer camp.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
We can say cheer camp if it makes you feel better. I don't know.
That will make me feel better.
Okay, so we're at cheer camp, and we're going to be seeing this performance, you know. Mm-hmm. And my wife was helping out with cheer camp.
Yeah.
And
I'd like to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would. The So I had my parents were there, I was there, my mother-in-law was there, and we're all gonna go get in our seats. So it was like assigned seats.
Okay.
And so my wife gives me these tickets, you know, so I can get everybody situated. And I'm like, okay, so I give her ticket, And then my son was supposed to go, but he didn't want to go. So we had a ticket for him, but we didn't make him go. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I got an extra ticket. Right?
So I'm going to call Miles up and he can go.
Yeah, so Miles, come down to cheer camp, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you've got like restraining orders against most cheer camps. But so we're sitting there. And, like, we're all the way, like, bunched up. And my wife comes and sits down. And, like, there's a lot of people there. It takes up most of a row. And then next to me sits this kind of hoity-toity, lady and her husband. And then next to them was, like, these three Asian folks.
Okay.
And we're all kind of bunched together. And my wife's sitting down there. She's like, I thought we had the end. We had the aisle. So I'm like, well, I got these extra tickets in my pocket.
Yeah.
So it turns out that my wife bought a ticket for my daughter, who was actually in the performance. And then my son, who decided not to go.
Oh, my God.
So we had these two extra seats.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, well, I'm moving down to the end. So I'm like, okay. So we shift down and there's these two seats then that are empty.
Right.
And so then I lean over to the lady. She's kind of, looked like a very, well-to-do, lady. Probably about, same age as us, probably a little bit younger, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, very nice looking woman. And then I go, we got these extra seats. If you guys want to move down, have a little more room, go right ahead.
Yeah.
And so then she like jumped on it. Oh, hey, yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like my family and then an empty seat. Then these two, people, her and her husband in his fancy suit. And then a space and these Asian people. And I was, after I did that, I was thinking, am I being rude now to these Asian people that everybody moved away from them? because I didn't talk to them.
Yeah, you didn't offer it to them, did you?
Well, no, they were already down there. They got a little space because the other people moved down. But like all these white people moved down.
Yeah.
And leave these Asian people at the other end. I was like,
"That's nice."
I may have effed that up.
You're nice.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it until after the fact, and I'm sitting there thinking, isn't that kind of weird? But the funny thing was, my wife bought a ticket for my daughter, who never sits with us because she's always in it. And then she was like, "I'm going to sit on the end." She moves down, so I moved down.
How many tickets weren't very much, I hope, right?
I was like $20.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
No.
No, I would have had like my neighbor come with them. Like, hey,
well, we didn't realize it until we got there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got this. Who's this extra ticket for?
Oh my God, you had $840, dude.
Yeah, believe me, that's not the first time.
I'm cheap, I'm sorry. I'm like,
Well, believe me, I had nothing to do with actually purchasing the tickets, so.
Oh.
I would have got us one seat. We would have sat on each other's laps.
Can we just stand in the doorway?
That's right. I'm like, don't you get a discount for helping out? Come on.
Right.
No, it's all charitable, kind of stuff. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Oops.
Yeah. I think my son's seat was cheaper because he's younger, but it might have been $30, but still, $30 fucking bucks.
Like he's the smartest one of the bunch.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, that's my my extra. You had a less a seat. We had an extra seat. So, but then I also felt like, well, maybe I'm making these people feel weird because all the white people are moving away.
Nice.
But they were everybody. I mean, it was all very nice. I don't know that they thought that. I just thought that after the fact, I was worried for a second that the lady was going to move up against me again. And I was like, no, I want the space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
between that and my dad almost falling down, getting to his seat, that was the other highlight of the...
He tripped.
He tripped on my mom's feet because I don't know, she couldn't put him on. I don't know what was going on there, but he just about took a tumble, and I'm like, holy moly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, Pops.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a spring chicken anymore, so.
Yeah, he's what, like 12, 90 or something? How old is
he? No, he's almost 80, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but now he got tripped up on my mom's, you know, tennis shoes or something. I don't know what happened.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, that was a good time, though. It was a good show. Cheer camp went well. We were all cheering.
Yeah, we got spirit. How about you?
We got spirit. Yes, we do.
Senior.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was one of my lost stories that I couldn't recall there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, God, the cat just took a crap. Oh, I was fucking diarrhea. Oh, my God.
Where are you at?
I'm in the kitchen right now.
You have the cat box in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Don't you eat in there?
Sometimes.
Oh, my God. What kind of... You want toxoplasmosis or whatever?
It was either this or the bedroom, so he just chose this.
Oh, okay, well. You stink up the bedroom enough, I guess your wife is like, I don't need double...
It's naps.
Yeah, I don't need, you know, the gaseous anomaly and the cat box.
It smells like wet tissues.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you kind of have that little, like, area off the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
What would you call, like, a mud room or something?
My wife laughingly calls it our sunroom.
Oh, the sunroom, right, yeah.
Like, oh, really? This is a sunroom?
I would call it a mud room.
This piece of shit is a sunroom? Okay, then I'm driving a Cadillac, then.
I call it my Florida room.
Yeah, this is the rich people's room. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we got a TV out there.
Oh, my gosh.
The sunroom. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it's the shit room because...
Yeah, it's full of feces. These boxes haven't been changed since probably Saturday morning.
Oh, my...
They are heaping full of diarrhea.
Hey, Red. Remember Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Hey, Red, I just took a big booby. Stimpy, you idiot. You're spilling up the kitchen. We have guests for dinner. It's okay, Red. Oh, my Lord.
Trouble breathing,
though. Yeah, I can imagine. But the cat... can kill you at any moment now. It's lulled you into a false sense of security.
I thought I heard something squirting back there.
Either the kids are eating that squeeze cheese or the cat's got diarrhea. I can't tell.
Cat's got the shits.
I can't tell which one is happening. Nice. Oh, well. Maybe next time you'll get it a better diet. Ksh.